South American currencies fell sharply yesterday, in some cases reaching record low values against the dollar. Financial analysts say the dropping currencies are a symptom of the growing fears about Argentina's economy, one of the biggest on the continent. Argentina has been stuck in a stubborn recession and is struggling to meet payments on its international debts. Argentina's neighbors are worried that the crisis may spread. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Thank you very much for the information.
In a state-of-the-art financial trading room high above downtown Rio, trader Daniel Gordonos uses his computer cursor to trace the downward course of the Brazilian currency over the past few weeks.
People get worried that it's over here because of the magical number 2 that we broke, and then they say, okay, 2, there's no problem. Then it's like, okay, to 15, to 20, and it's spiking up. See, this is a major devaluation.
The Brazilian real started the year at 1.93 to the dollar. Now it's at 2.29, a 19% devaluation in less than 4 months. Other South American currencies are also sliding. The Peruvian sol hit a new low yesterday, as did the Chilean peso. Traders such as Gordonos say the currencies are losing value because of Argentina, whose 3-year-old recession and ballooning debt have cast a shadow over the whole continent. Until this week, the crisis had largely been confined to Argentina, but Gordono says he's now convinced that Brazil, the continent's largest economy, will no longer be able to escape the turbulence coming out of Buenos Aires.
I think Brazil will be dragged down, but a lot less in the magnitude of the Argentine movement. But there's no question that Brazil will suffer as well. The question is, well, does it mean that Brazil is going to restructure its debt or something like that? Not necessarily. It really depends on how bad things get.
Brazil's finance minister is also beginning to acknowledge that the crisis next door will have an effect here, even though he finds the situation galling. After all, Brazil has been behaving itself, showing much more fiscal restraint than Argentina, cutting government spending, avoiding deficits, and doing all the things that international banks said would help keep the Brazilian currency stable. Brazilians resent the fact that Argentina's bloated public sector is dragging down their economy. Chile is also suffering because of its proximity to Argentina. Ulrich Rindebro, an international banking analyst in Santiago, says on paper, Chile's economy is growing at a healthy rate, but overall confidence is suffering.
It's kind of weird because the mood here is like a recession mood. People, like, you know, of course, a lot of people are unemployed and the consumer confidence is very low. But still, if you look at the numbers, so to speak, the macroeconomic figures, they look pretty good.
The gloom in countries such as Chile has to do in part with the fear that international investors will lump all South American countries together. They worry that news of Argentina's collapse would prompt millions of U.S. investors to move money out of their so-called emerging markets funds, potentially drying up lines of credit to the whole continent. Some South American financial analysts jokingly call this phenomenon Buenos Aires as the capital of Brazil, because sometimes it seems to them that North American investors can't tell Brazil and Argentina apart. Martin Casti, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.